Thoughts on Malachi. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16. The Remembrance Scroll. The Remembrance Scroll. Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard, but he did more than listen, he did more than hear. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. Malachi 3, verse 16. Here we have believers, I'm sure, talking. No doubt in my mind that they're talking spiritually. And God is listening. God is hearing. God is weighing. God is treasuring. And then, speaking as a man, God has it written down as an aide de mémoire. I want to remember this, talking as a man. I don't want to forget this. Talking as a man, I say. God says, get this down. Get their names down. Get their conversation down. I want to remember this. It's like a journal or a record, a memoir. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence. I want to see it. I want to hear it. I want to know what they're saying. I want to remember it. I want to bring it back. I want to read their words and listen to it again, as it were. This is what it seems to me, speaking as a man. And he's speaking about these who he describes as fear the Lord. And it says it twice in this verse. They feared the Lord. Well, verse 16. They feared the Lord. And they honored his name. They're God-fearers. And God wants the memory of their conversation, the memory of their honor of him, written down in his presence, with his approval. It's for him and to him. These are God-fearers. I say it says it twice. They're God-honorers. They're glorifiers of his name. And they glorify God in their conversation. Isn't that a lovely picture? Now, I've done something deliberately in this discourse. I've not started in the usual way. I very often, I think, start by reminding us that we're looking here at an experience in the Old Covenant before we come into the New Covenant. People start with these Old Covenant passages and just apply them without any qualification at all. Now, I've not done the usual thing here. Why? Because I want to draw attention to this. This is the book of Malachi. It's not the book of Ephesians or Philippians or Thessalonians. You get it in those books. These people are talking to each other in those churches. Ephesus, Thessalonica, and all the rest of it. Oh, yes, they're talking. They're honoring one another. No, they're honoring God, my friend. They're pleasing the Lord. They're glorifying his name. They're not chatting together about nothing. You get this in the New Testament churches, the New Covenant Ecclesia. Yes, you do. So, if you get this in the Old Covenant, what should it be for us, my friend? What a privilege, brother, sister. When we edify each other, when we talk of the Lord to one another, and we can talk in, not just in conversation, maybe writing or something, in some ways we communicate the gospel to others. What does God say? Oh, I'm not interested. No, he's more than interested. He listens. He remembers. He wants it written down, as I say, speaking as a man, so that it will come back to him. Yes, this is the list. A scroll of remembrance was written in the presence of God concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. Is your name on the list, brother? Sister? Is your name on the list? Am I speaking to you? Are you a God-fearer? Do you honor his name? Do you esteem him, reverence him, glorify him? Do you speak of him and his word and his ways? Do you communicate the gospel to anybody? There's a hymn, you know, which says, "What if my name should be left out?" What if your name is not on the list? Either you're not godly, you don't honor God, you don't fear him, or you do, but you're a secret believer and you say nothing about it. Well, a word to the wise, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Oh, my brothers and sisters, let us be real believers, honoring God, fearing his name, and communicate in the gospel to one another. It will please and honour God. Our talk will please him. It will be a spiritual conversation which will honour him, and God will honour those that honour him. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honoured his name. And that's only the beginning of the promise. There's more to come.